Number 54. It was snowing heavily, and the wind was blowing the snow into great piles against the fences at the sides of the road. In some places, the piles were so big that they were beginning to spread right across the road. But as long as cars could keep moving rather fast, they were still managing to get through. There was one point, however, where there was a sharp bend in the road. There the snow had piled up on both sides, and as cars had to slow down to get round the corner safely, their drivers had to be very skillful to avoid getting stuck. At last, of course, there was one who was not skillful enough, and who let his car stop on the corner. When he tried to start it again, the wheel slipped, and the car finished up deep in the snow and blocking the road. The next car to reach the corner was in trouble too. The driver had been trying to keep up a good speed to avoid getting stuck, and he didn't notice the car blocking the road in front of him until he was almost on top of it. He put his brakes on hard. The wheels of his car locked, and it slid sideways into deep snow. It was not the last to do this. Car after car came round the corner too fast to stop properly and finished up in the deep snow at the side of the road. Before long, there were 5 cars stuck as the snow continued to fall. At last, a neighbour saw what had happened and telephoned the local garage, which sent a truck to pull the cars out of the snow. The neighbour watched as the garage men pulled them out one by one. When they reached the car which had started all the trouble by getting stuck across the road, the neighbour said to them, "You aren't going to move that one, are you? That's the one that's brought you all this business today."
One. What was the weather like at the beginning of this story? Two. Where was the snow piled up? Three. How was the snow affecting the road? Four. What happened to unskillful drivers? Five. What happened to the car whose driver let it stop on the corner? Six. Why did the next car slide sideways into deep snow? Seven. How many cars were stuck in the snow? Eight. Who telephoned the local garage to send a truck? Nine. What did the neighbor watch? 10. What did the neighbor say to the garage man?